Welcome, everyone. Akasha here, Nan Akasha from nanakasha.com and the Bliss Life Podcast. I'm so excited to have another amazing guest for you on this global healing series on energy medicine. And what's so exciting about this is bringing together all these different perspectives, all these different ways of understanding, sensing, and using energy, going deeper, and really working with ourselves in a holistic way. So today we have the beautiful and delightful Alara Canfield. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Nan, for inviting me. I'm so glad to be here and share with you. What a great opportunity to talk about what's been going on in the world right now. So thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So what we're excited about is that Alara is a quantum healer. That means that she works multidimensionally with all the parts of you, like me and a lot of us. Yay. And she's also a transformational catalyst and counselor. She has her own show, which you've got to check out because she gets all kinds of amazing people coming on like this, sharing their insights, their information. And this is what's so beautiful right now at this time is that we get to continue a deeper connection in the peace and the quiet as Gaia is resting. We get to share more of this information because we all have insights and we're all one and we're all coming through this together and creating the new earth. So today, Alara is going to share with us how to be the best version of you. And we were talking before the beginning of this about how that really meant something different a little bit, right? Before the pandemic, before the sheltering and the lockdowns and all of the unusual and surreal things happening for us at the moment, because we really come from this current society and culture of rush, rush, push, push, get it done, have a goal, make a plan. And there's a lot of fear that is coming up right now about, I can't go out and make it happen. What about money? What about my health? What about people I can't help across the planet? How can I help the planet? And so this is going to be a really interesting and exciting conversation, and she's going to share some beautiful insights. So why don't you start, Alara, by giving us a little bit of insight into how you became this amazing healer and working with energy and artist and everything and doing your show.
Thank you. It's so interesting how life evolves and life changes. And I had started working with energy, working with healing way back, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago. I started with Reiki just like everybody else, but I was looking for something to help myself and to help my children. So I started off with Reiki and then other different healing modalities. And at the same time, I was always, meditating and focused on my own spiritual growth, my own awakening, since I had had an awakening episode ages ago. And so I've been working with that, with my guides, with my team. And so, as my life changed, as my life progressed, I started to look at my life and who I was in a different way. And I was like, it was time for me to choose what was right for me, not necessarily what was right for everybody else, but what was right for me. And so I got a few kick in the pants moments in my life. And so I was basically told I had to go to my heart. I had to listen to my heart, listen to my knowing, tap in and see what was going on there. And so I did. And when I started to do that, everything changed. And back in 2013, I started my own show, as you know, Awaken to Happiness Now. And it's still going strong. It has some changes up and down because in the past 10 years, everything in my life has changed. I now live in Europe. I'm married to a wonderful, wonderful man. I divorced my ex-husband. And I mean, it's like night and day. My whole life is completely transformed. And part of that was because I was choosing what was right for me, even if, and this was the case, everybody was against my choices. Right? Everybody was against my choices. Nobody was on my side except for my kids. And so it's like, I have to choose what lights me up, what brings me joy and what is calling me to make the next step. And so as I've been doing this, I've been learning more. I've been doing more healing work with my own community and with my own clients. And it grows and evolves and it changes. As you said, about being an artist, I'm also doing art now, which is also, high vibration art, so because it's channeled as I'm doing it, and I don't even know what, is going to come through because it's in the moment. But it's about trusting that, right? Trusting the the flow, trusting that you are in the right place at the right time and it's all good and that all is well and all will be well because we are supported, right? We are supported continuously, constantly, all the time, and we are loved. And when you get that message of, you know what, I am loved and I am love and I am supported and the universe is supporting me. All right, cool. So what do I want to do next? What do I choose for myself? How can I be the next best version of myself? The one that is focused on love and not fear. So hopefully that explains a little bit of, you know, how I started or how it began.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and you touched on some important things that are important in general, but also right now is self-care, you know, choosing for ourselves, because I know I grew up in the Midwest and in America with that good, hardworking Scandinavian and German family that was like, work hard. And if you're not working hard and half dead, then you're not a good person, you know, and that's all they really, it was just about be a good person and work really hard. And so that's kind of instilled in a lot of us. That if we're sitting at home, we're not getting it done, you know, or we're going to lose out or we're going to miss out. Or some of my clients have been saying, you know, that idea of like, oh, I'm going to be punished. Something's going to bad's going to happen because I'm not, you know, suffering right now or running around, but choosing for ourselves. And that is exactly right. How we can become the best version of ourselves is actually shifting from putting everyone else first. And of course, we're not telling you to ignore your children if you have small children, but but I'm the perfect case of the mother who would not put the mask on first in the airplane. You know, I'd be like, oh, I'll get around to that. I got to take care of everybody else and constantly putting my health and all of that aside. And, you know, those kind of crises do put you on a spiritual path and a healing path for sure. So, well, let's talk about that. How do we take the pandemic, the fear that's coming up, and use it as an opportunity? Like, what are the positive things that are happening? What are the opportunities from this, both for us to become the best version, but also for the planet and all of us as one?
Well, you know, as we were talking a little bit before, part of this pandemic right now, what it's giving us is the opportunity to connect with ourselves. It's giving us that breathing space and that time to really look at who are we? What do we want? And what is my connection with myself like? Do I even have a connection with myself? And when I say connection, really what I mean is relationship, right? And so that relationship with yourself, what is it like? Are you kind to yourself? Are you nice to yourself? Are you loving? Are you nurturing? And what is your relationship like with spirit? And, you know, you can use whatever name works for you, spirit, creator, God, goddess, universe, whatever name works for you. But what is your relationship like with spirit? Are you, you know, communicating with spirit? Are you allowing spirit to work with you and through you in your day-to-day life? And so this pandemic is giving us this opportunity to take a good hard look at where have I been going? What have I been doing? What have I been focusing on? What have I been distracted by? Right? And what can I choose now? So a lot of people, you know, right now, you know, we are focused on, you know, health, our health, right? Our mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and physical health. So, you know, I've been doing more of my spiritual practice. You know, I've deepened my spiritual practice a little bit more. I've been, you know, when I go out with my dog, 4-A-W-A-L-K, I take that opportunity to really focus on being grateful. Being grateful that I do get a chance to go outside. Being grateful for the springtime here. Seeing all the flowers blooming and the trees coming to life and everything around me. Nature is so awesome and so magnificent, and it is still alive and flourishing, right? And so there's a lesson in that, you know, connecting to the sun and receiving the nurturing rays from the sun, because you can receive nurturing, healing rays from the sun. It's not all bad, right? Yeah. And taking that few moments for yourself to do that, because the thing is, before the pandemic hit, we were busy. We were doing stuff. We were like in our minds all the time, pushing. And this experience has forced us to slow down. And slowing down means really taking a step back and saying, oh, what is my life like? What have I chosen for my life? And what really lights me up? You know, and so, you know, I've been doing more art. I've been doing more of my spiritual practice. I've been working with my clients more and sharing more of what It means to be the best version of yourself, which means loving yourself, not judging yourself, and having more compassion for who you are and what you've been through. We've all been through a lot. And right now, a lot of us, we're at home and we have, you know, members of our family who are home with us all the time, and we're not used to that. And so it takes a bit more compassion and understanding to realize, okay, everyone's buttons are being pushed right now, right? So it's like, take a step, take a breath, you know? It's like, it'll be okay. Just take a step back and say, yeah, they may not be dealing with this very well, but maybe I can be calm within myself, and that will help them to also be calm as well, right? So, you know, a lot of people are learning new skills. I'm also, you know, I just learned a new skill the other day, which is awesome, you know? And, you know, that I can use for my clients and for myself later, after this is over. I can use that, right? So use this time to your advantage. You know, what can you learn right now when you have the downtime, right? How can you express to your loved ones how you feel and, you know, what's going on with you and what you would like to create moving forward? You know, so it's a great, great opportunity, because we haven't had this ever, you ever. Know, where we've had, right, ever, where we've had to stop. And so stopping puts a pause on what's going on the, you know, the energy, the frantic energy, and makes you come back to oneness, oneness within yourself and oneness with the collective, oneness with humanity, oneness with the planet, you know, and things are changing with the planet as well. And it's wonderful to see that we can see the Himalayas now from, you know, different places where we couldn't before. The air is clearing up, and it's like the planet can also breathe, you know, it's yeah. taking a breath. It's like, I can breathe and relax. And that's what we're doing. Take a breath, take a few breaths and breathe and relax and really just sit in that for a moment and see what that feels like.
It reminds me of, you know, as an entrepreneur, when you have your own business, and if you have a seasonal business, that initially it's very hard to relax in your down season, right? Yeah. You don't take the time off. You don't enjoy the time off. You're worried about, oh, am I going to get more clients? Is it going to be okay? What's going to happen? And then you get into your busy time, and then you're like, oh, I wish I had time off. Right. And so it's really a lot about being present, isn't it? Yeah, like being absolutely. That stillness on the planet, that breath, that peace that Gaia is having right now is, if we embody it, one thing you said is for sure, when you do any of this stuff for yourself, you take some time for a meditation, you go in the bathroom and do some breath work if your kids are driving you crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. Your presence, your energy, your state in the moment is going to then impact everyone around you. Bring more yeah. calm into the house, bring more creativity into the house, right? And I think that as parents and as entrepreneurs, or as, you know, people who are ambitious or driven or creative, there's a shift that we have to make. Can you give some tools or tips on how people can sort of down gear, you know, like come out of that, because it's a habit, right? We're 6 weeks. I know we're 7, maybe 8 weeks into sheltering in, but most people are about 6 weeks into this, and there's been the phases, right? And then now to be able to sort of and use it to not just get by, but show us how to use these moments to go deeper within. Because I like the idea of accepting, oh, I'm feeling frustration right now. Let's do it. Let's go into that frustration. Let's find out what it is, because there's something in there that you can learn or let go of that's going to change your life overall.
Well, you know, one of the things I teach my clients all the time, and it's like this the most simple thing, but most of my clients, including myself, we are head trippers, right? We are in our heads a lot, you know, so that monkey mind is going constantly. And so one of the things that I teach my clients all the time is take a few deep breaths and focus on the bottom of your feet. As soon as you do that, your attention is away from the anxiety, from the fear, from whatever is going on in your head. And you can, that is like a reset and a pause, right? So take a few deep breaths, focus on the bottom of your feet. You're going to get out of your head. Or if you don't want to focus on your bottom of your feet, focus on your knee, focus on your finger, anywhere but your head, right? And what I found is that when I teach this to people, they're like, that's like so silly. It's like, it's like, yeah, but if you do it every hour, you know, take a few deep breaths and focus on the bottom of your feet, you're going to find that you start to become more aware of what you are thinking, right? Because a lot of times we don't even know what we're thinking. You know, it's just a constant thing and we're not aware. And so then once you are, you know, being able to do that, then you can start to change the way you think, change the way you function, change the way you emote even, right? And a lot of times just that taking a few deep breaths, that's that pause, that's that reset that gets you to, you know, again, like I said, take a breath and get out of that drama, right? Because a lot of times that drama is what keeps feeding you over and over again, and you keep feeding into it. But I also tell them, you know, take a few deep breaths, focus on the bottom of your feet, and expand out. As soon as you expand out, and when I say expand out, I mean like expand out to be as big as the room that you're in or bigger. As soon as you do that, whatever anxiety, fear, anything that's going on, it starts to diminish. It starts to get less and less and less, and you can breathe. And then it's like, oh, I feel so much better now, you know, and then you can choose what the next step is or what you're going to do next. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, and that's what's so great about energy medicine or energy tools, right, is that just by breathing, you're changing your energy. You're creating some heart coherence, right? Or you're expanding your thoughts. When we get very dense and contracted and like, what am I going to do? And what's going to happen? And what if this happens? And right, that's a very contracted state. And those low states are heavy, negative, mm-hmm. and they, you know, deplete our immune system and everything. But like you said, if you breathe, connect to your feet, get out of your head, right? Come into your body. Right now, you know, a lot of us didn't want to be in our body most of our lives. And so we're learning to be in them now, right? And come into your body instead of being like, oh, I don't even want to be here. And that calm, I know I went through a couple periods in my life where I had panic attacks. And it's just unbelievable if you've ever had one, because I was kind of the person who was like, oh, just get it together. You can handle it, you know, whatever. And so, you know, whether it's fear or panic or waves of worry about anything else, you're not stable, right?
Yeah.
You're contracted. You're focused on some dark fantasies. One of my other guests called it, you know, you're going into those, you know, what ifs that are fearful. Mm-hmm. And that relaxing and expanding also brings you back into the flow, right? There's connection, there's movement, there's room to breathe. And breathing is a big deal right now. That seems to be one of the things that's affected by this particular virus, which is interesting when you think it's called the crown virus. That we're awakening our crown and learning to breathe, right? Like letting go, because this is grief and a lot of that kind of stuff. So yeah, absolutely. What else? What else can people do to help with the fear? Like you said, once you get to that state, it's a really good process. But what about these waves of fear that are coming up? Because it's uncertain, you know, and those of us who are listening here most likely are very aware that this is the time that we've been waiting for the massive transformation, for everything to restructure. We have no idea what it's going to look like. It's a bit of a hot mess, but that's the way things happen. And then,
well, you know, a lot of times when you're picking up on the energies and the fear that are going on, a lot of times we take it on as ours, right? And it's not. So the first thing to do is, you know, once you've taken a few deep breaths, expanded out, is ask, is this mine or is this somebody else's, right? And most people will get some sort of awareness of if it's yours or not, right? If you are familiar with your energy field, you'll get some sort of awareness if it's yours or not. If it's not yours, return to sender with blessings, with healing, with love, with compassion, right? And as you do that, you're going to lighten up. And it's like, okay, it's not mine. I don't have to deal with it, because not everything has to be dealt with by you. Okay, so.
I like that. Write that one down, everybody.
Right, not everything has to be dealt with by you. And then if you pick up that, okay, yeah, it's mine, it's like, okay, so anywhere and everywhere in all lifetime spaces, dimensions, and realities where you have bought into that fear, that belief, that story, would you like to clear that now? And you can say this to yourself, would you like to clear that now and let it go? And you'll say yes, and so then just push it out of your field. Just push it out with a, not a force per se, but with a determination, you know, with confidence, you know, that as you're pushing it out, it is leaving your field, never to come back again. right? So have that intention, you know? And when you do that a couple of times with different things, you're going to find that it works. But the thing to remember is to actually do it, right? So we don't tend to remember these practices or these tools as much as we would like, right? Yeah. So you might want to put it on a post-it note, you know, focus on the bottom of your feet, take a deep breath, expand out, right? Is this mine, right? And no, I don't have to do anything with it, okay? Because we're not responsible for everything that's happening in the world. We're not responsible for every single person, you know, that is being affected by these energies. We're responsible for our own. Are you maintaining your own energy, right? Are you clearing your own energy field? Are you connecting in to Mother Earth and allowing your, you know, sometimes negative, not so positive energies, are you allowing them to go down into, you know, Mother Earth to be transmuted? Are you? You can start to do that now too, right? And so what I like to do is just imagine there's golden roots coming out of the bottom of my feet, going deep into the ground. And at the same time, anywhere where I'm feeling some sort of unease in my body, my mental body, my emotional body, etc., to see that, feel that, perceive that in some way, and then see it going down through those roots, going down into the earth to be transmuted. And when you do that, again, you're gonna feel yourself lighten up. And it's also, you know, you're actually doing something. You're taking care of yourself. You're nurturing yourself, right? And this is not something you have to necessarily go to somebody else to do. You can support yourself, right, with these tools. You can support yourself. And so that's very empowering. So we do have tools that are available to us that we can use every day, a couple of times a day, right? You might use it more than once and play with it, right? And just see how it makes you feel. And, you know, when it comes to all the drama and the media, don't buy into it. How are you feeling? How are you doing? How are you emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically? How are you? Tap into you and ask yourself sometimes, okay, you know, in this situation, what would my higher self do? What would my higher self say to me right now? Just to get that higher perspective on a situation, you know, so this is not your ego mind, you know, this is not Alara mind, this is, what would my higher self do in this situation? What would my higher self say? Well, she would definitely say, take a deep breath and breathe. Yeah. Take a few deep breaths, be silent. And that's the thing that we're not used to doing is being silent, right? Our mind is always going, we're always talking. I talk a lot when I'm talking, but we tend to not be silent. And a lot, this is the time when we can really tap into that silence and let that nurture us. Let that energize us. Let that, you know, be that healing balm, B-A-L-M, that we require to soothe us, right? That silence, there's magic in that silence. You know, there's potency in that silence. So use that to your advantage.
I love that. Yeah. And that's the important thing. That's why energy work is so important. It's not that you let everything else go, but that everything is energy. And when you shift your energy in the moment, just a brief breathing or that intention to let go of the fear and let peace or something come in is very powerful, because you're the creator of your reality, right? And you're the one that's sending that intention. You're the one in your head deciding what to think about, what it means, you know, whether to watch the news or not. You don't need 24 news, 7 news, right? And all that. And something that occurred to me when you were saying that is, like, ask, as you said, ask yourself, because a lot of people, I think they don't have the confidence to sort of do that, to ask that question and then listen, be quiet, mm-hmm. like you said, to what comes, and then trust what comes. But if you begin that conversation, it's quite powerful. And Dr. Bach, you're familiar with Bach flower essences, mm-hmm. I'm sure. Yeah. And he was an actual MD in England, and he was working with people, and he started to cultivate the flowers and realized that they each had a very important imprint of a certain emotion. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite things that he said was, healing isn't chopping off or getting rid of something. It's filling yourself up with what you want, with the positive, with the opposite, until the rest of it just overflows, like out of a glass. And that's what I saw when you were saying that, you know, like, just feel that coming in. Don't get like, get this out of here, I'm afraid of it, I can't think about it. Because then what happens? Then you're attached to it. yeah. right? And you have this bond going back and forth. But if you fill up with that breath, you fill up with peace, was a big one for me when my daughter died, and through other times in my life, I would just say peace, peace, be still, and try to fill up with that peace and that intention of where you put your energy, right? Your focus mm-hmm. will shift that for sure. Ooh, I love it.
Oh, so, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, in the work that I do, it's always first about filling you up with high vibrational energies. First you fill up and then you do the clearing work and then you fill up again, you know? So, cause for me, I find if you are focusing on the high vibrational energies, qualities, frequencies that you would like to embody first, that helps with easing into the clearing and healing of the other stuff that's there. Cause we all have stuff, right? But it helps it, you know, it like kind of greases the wheels before you start to do the actual tough stuff, we're gonna say, right? And it's important. You can't just clear stuff. You can't just, you know, push it away, you know, but it is important to fill up and recognize that you are worthy of it. You're worthy of love. You're worthy of peace, joy, bliss, oneness, etc. You are worthy of it. So receive that first and then do the other work. Because I find that the clearing work is secondary. The first part that's important is that connection with source and spirit, which we're always connected, but we don't focus on it. So when we're focusing on that connection with spirit, source, creator, ourselves, and embodying those higher vibrational frequencies, that alone can help you to shift your state, your energy, shift your mindset, you know, to something that you would like to have experience instead of what you are currently. Not that, you know, it's, you know, we can't just ignore what's going on, but we receive the wisdom much more easily, I find, when we fill up first with the good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I agree, because we're all depleted, right? The lifestyle that we've been living in general, most people, they're depleted. They're depleted mm-hmm. of love, of appreciation, of feeling respected or feeling worthy. Maybe it's just from you or from people around you, most likely both. And we're depleted. So yeah, feeling like you go fill your gas tank up first. Right. And you focus as a hypnotherapist for about 20 years too. I know that it's really important in the beginning that I get from that client both what the challenge and the problem is mm-hmm. and what they want it to be like. Right.
Yeah.
You know, tell me, well, if this, you know, if you could change it, how would it be? How would it feel? You know, and then to describe it, but to also feel it. And mm-hmm. I think that would enhance what you're talking about. If you just let yourself fantasize for a minute, right? Like, wow, if I didn't feel this fear right now, if I didn't feel this anger or this frustration or this whatever is happening, and accepting that you're feeling it and saying, what would it be like if? What would it yes. be like if, right?
What would it be like when? Yeah. If I could just interject for a second, what would it be like when this happens? You know, mm-hmm. so... You know, it's like, because it's like anything is possible, right? You know, whatever you desire, whatever you're choosing is available to you if you allow it to come into your field, if you let go of the resistance to it, if you let go of, you know, some of those false beliefs that we've been holding on to, if you start to let them go. But before you can let them go, you have to be aware of them. You have to acknowledge them, that they have been serving a purpose in your life up to now, but no longer if you choose, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of like the holistic perspective of why I like, you know, what the healing you do, like me, is it's multidimensional, because just chopping off everything and shoving it away. Well, what I've discovered over the years between shamanic work and hypnosis and the other work is we'll find that part of you locked in a dungeon somewhere. We'll find mm-hmm. that part of you tied down or in a cave or something, because you've yeah. just taken that part of you and you've put it somewhere. But now that power is there. Right? That power to speak up. And then a lot of that stuff is locked away too. And so, yeah, this process of accepting yourself, putting yourself first, it's going to trigger a lot, I'm sure, right? It's going to trigger a lot for people, because most of us aren't used to saying, I need time for myself, or what do I need first? Or I need a break between working in my, you know, office and in the home, and then going out and being a mom or something else like that. So, well, let's talk a little bit more about that. Let's go deeper into that. So when you allow yourself to receive, you're going to probably hit some of those blocks to receiving. Do you have some insights or some stories, some breakthrough stories about that? Like, as people start to say, I really do want to be the best version of me. I would like to see the positive in the pandemic. I would like to feel some peace inside that this is going to come out right, because we know that we're creating the new reality and we don't want to create it from the fear. Whoop, did I lose you? Okay. I can't hear you.
Awesome.
There we go. Can't hear you. Now we can hear you. Oh, no, I can't hear you again.
Okay. Perfect.
There we go. Okay. So I heard nothing there.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I had muted myself because my dog was making some noise in here, so I didn't want to disturb. But yeah, absolutely. So much resistance comes up when we are starting to choose something different for ourselves, right? Because we're not used to it, and all of society tells us we can't. You know, we can't be the best version of ourselves, because people are going to judge us, people are going to reject us, all those wonderful fears. And if in the past, in previous lives, for example, if you've been persecuted for sharing your truth, for being a healer, etc., that fear is valid, right? We don't want to be, you know, burned at the stake anymore or get our head chopped off. So just recognizing that, okay, that was then, this is now, that doesn't happen now. And, you know, and it's a lot of self-talk, but it's also about filling yourself up with that self-love and self-acceptance and really asking yourself, okay, what do I want? Do I want to continue to, you know, be small, play small, let other people put me down? Do I really want that anymore? Because that is a choice that you have to make. Are you willing to, you know, not worry about the judgments from people? Is their judgment of you greater than your love for you? Right? And, you know, it is that self-talk, but the more that you can visualize, imagine what you would like to create, because as you're imagining, you are creating, you know, a lot of times we were told, don't fantasize, don't daydream, etc., right? We were all told that. But the thing is, when you are in a meditative state, but not just even a meditative state, but when you're just sitting still and being and just imagining something, you are actually creating that on a different level. But the more that you can tap into that and say, yeah, this is really what I want. How does it feel when you're thinking about it, imagining it? How does it feel? Tap into that. Let that emotion be stronger and bigger than the fear of judgment, fear of rejection, fear of ridicule, etc. So it really is then doing things that you like, you know, step by step, small baby steps, right? So for example, if I wanted to do healing, right? It's like, yeah, I really see myself being a healer. I really want to do healing. Why? Why do you want to do healing? Because it's part of who I am. It's what I do. Okay, cool. Then start. But I don't know how to start. What if people don't like it? What if people don't like me? What if people don't get it? You won't know until you start, right? So a lot of times people are afraid because they're looking for the whole path, when really it's just the first step, right? It's just the first step. And what's the worst that can happen? I always ask myself that. It's like, okay, I'm afraid to do this because it's a new thing, but what's the worst that can happen? I'm not gonna die. I'm not gonna be out on the street. Nothing bad is really gonna happen. Okay, cool, then let's just do it. Let's just play with it and trust. I think the biggest thing is that people don't trust themselves. They don't trust themselves. They don't trust their relationship with spirit, that spirit has their back, yeah. Right? So ask spirit, ask the universe to show you that it has your back. And if you focus on that, it's like, yeah, spirit has my back. Yes, the universe has my back. Then you'll start to see that. But if you constantly say, no, spirit doesn't have my back. No, the universe doesn't, because I've never seen it in the past. Well, then that's what you're going to continue to see.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So focus on what you would like to experience, not what you experienced in the past. Focus on what you would like to create, not what you created in the past. Not what stopped you in the past, but what is really feeling exciting to you. So it has to come from your heart, not from your head,
yeah.
Right? And I think that was the biggest thing for me, was when I started following my heart. And, you know, what does that mean? It means I was excited, it felt joyful, it felt light, it felt expansive. And I would follow that, and it would be like beyond what I could imagine. When I actually took the steps and followed through, it was beyond what I imagined. You know, it's like, oh my God, it was like so magical. I love it. When I let my head get in the way, then it was like, it went to shit. Yeah. You know, it's like, yeah. It didn't work out, right? So follow your heart, follow your knowing, listen to that still small voice within you that says, you can do it. And then take that first step. Trust yourself and trust your higher self and trust spirit that yes, if you have, you know, a vision or a dream, it's there for a reason. It's not just, you know, pie in the sky. It's there for a reason. It's because it's there for you to create. And it doesn't have to be anything big. Just take that first step and then see what happens. That's what I tell my clients. Just take one step and see what happens. And see what happens means feel what happens, right?
Yeah.
But it's like nothing starts until you take that first step. And nobody can do that except you. And, you know, I guess, you know, sometimes I am, you know, not harsh with my clients, but it's like, I push them, you know, and I will take them out from the background and put them forefront and say, here, read, do this, do that, you know, and they're like, oh my God, I'm so scared. Yeah. And do it. What do you get? You know, and it works. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's about, you know, it's time to stop staying in the background and start shining your light, shining who you are, be you. It doesn't matter what the world says. It doesn't, they're going to judge you anyways. Everybody does, yes. Right? But are you not greater than that judgment? Especially those people who you don't even know who they are. You're going to let their judgment stop you, yeah. Right? So it's like, no, you trust you, follow your truth, follow your knowing, follow that joy that lights you up in your heart and take that first step and then see what happens.
Perfect. Yeah. And don't worry about it happening exactly the way that you want it to or think it should. That's a
never
big
does.
Thing, right? It never does anyway.
Yeah.
And that's part of like letting go of too many plans right now, letting go of needing it or wanting it to be a certain way, especially if your business is having challenges right now, right?
Stop being a control freak, right?
We've both been there. That's why we're laughing.
And go with the flow, you know, stop being a control freak and just go with the flow and ask your business, what is required of me today? What do you need from me today?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like when you're talking to your business, when you're talking to yourself, when you're talking to your home, it's like, okay, what do you require today? What do you need from me today? What can we do today? What would be fun today to do?
Yeah.
And then do something, you know, it's not just about asking the question, but it's about, okay, get the awareness of whatever you get, but then do something, follow through, right? And if you're talking to your guides, your angels, your higher self, and you get some sort of insight or message, follow through, then you'll get more, right? Yeah. Acknowledge that you've received the message, acknowledge that you received some insight, some hit, something, because when you acknowledge that, you're going to get more. So acknowledge it, say, thank you, I got it. And then follow through and you'll get more. Because a lot of people, they worry about, I'm not getting anything. I'm not getting any information. I'm not getting any wisdom. And like nothing's happening. It's like, well, let me see. It's not going to look the way you thought, but just go back and take a look at your life and how it has evolved. What's taken place. So trust that you are at the right place at the right time. Trust that, you know, spirit is always guiding you. Trust that your higher self is always with you. Your spirit team, your support team is always with you, always hearing you and always sending you messages. Are you willing to perceive it?
Absolutely. Yes. And so that wraps us up to trust being the state just under acceptance, which is where compassion is. So when we actually accept there's a pandemic, accept that our business or our job may not be doing what we want, accept that we're experiencing fear, accept that we're shut in. If we just accept it, right, our emotional body goes into forgiveness, our mind goes into harmony, we start transcending all of the sticky energies of the fear, and we end up in compassion. And compassion is that high state of acceptance, and being free and having your power back, because you're not being controlled by your own judgments, other people's judgments, what you should be doing. And you can hear that inner voice that says, who am I really? Am I actually, like, I loved one thing you said was, is this really what I want to do or I'm meant to do? Because oftentimes we're doing things, and if we stop and say, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. You might find out you're still doing it because you want to please your dad from 30 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Or you're doing it because you made an obligation, and what will people think if you don't? And those are really important things to accept as they come up while you're doing these wonderful tools to be the best version of you. So Alara, share with us your gift. I loved it, which is why I brought up that compassion area. Share a little bit about the compassion activation.
Sure. So this compassion activation is really about bringing compassion back to you, right? Because you're going through different things right now. And it's about getting out of the state of judgment, getting out of the state of expectation even, and just having compassion for you so that you can expand out. And as you have that compassion and as you expand out, that compassion goes out to everybody else around you, right? And that energy of compassion, it's more like, it's not just love, it's not just acceptance, but it's greater than that. It's like a release. It's like you can actually breathe and just be. It's like freedom, right? And I find that what right now, especially we all need that compassion for ourselves, our loved ones who are here, the community, humanity, everybody is struggling in some way. So when we share our compassion with everyone, we're opening our heart and we're inviting them to open theirs. Right. And as we invite them to open their heart, Nia wants to play. Mm-hmm. As we're inviting them to open up their heart, they're getting a sense of who they are. And again, it's about, you know, the more that you get able to connect to your heart space and open up your heart space, there's peace there. There's love there. There's rest there. Right. And then when you can tap into that and really experience that, it's joy filled, and you can recognize the joy in every day. You can recognize the goodness in every day, the abundance that's all around you, the positive energy that's all around you, and the support that is always around you and within you. And so this compassion activation, I think, is something that people are going to want to listen to on a regular basis, especially right now, especially when, you know, they have loved ones or colleagues who are in fear. Listen to the compassion activation and radiate that out to everybody else. It will help. It will help everyone. And it'll start to give you a new understanding of what compassion is, what your heart space is, that is, and what little thing you can do that can make a huge difference. I mean, this is a little thing, you know, sharing compassion with people, but it makes a huge difference to people. It lets them know that they're seen and heard, right? Yeah. And that goes for you as well. Right. Yeah. You need to acknowledge that, yes, you are seen and heard by yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. So it's really, I it's really important. And I think right now, especially at this time, it's really important. And it's going to give you so much more ease in your emotional life as well, and your mental life. So much more.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
We'll make sure you get that gift. And then tell us your website. Where can people find you?
So people can find me at alara.at, and it has so much stuff on there. You know, we talk about my show, Awaken to Happiness Now, but that's at alara.at/show. I have a free weekly prayer circle as well. I have a free Sisterhood of the Radiant Rose that I do every week as well. And then, you know, I do my own healing circles and groups and coaching, and there's so much. All that information is there on that page, alara.at. And I look forward to having people join us on the live shows with my guests. It's always so much fun. I'm always like surprised by, you know, what people bring up on the calls, because they are live, interactive, and it's always interesting. So it's fun. I enjoy it so much.
Yeah, that is the best, though. I love that the best, too. So wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Do you have anything else you want to leave us with as we wrap up this on becoming the best version of you?
Oh, thank you. You know, I just want to say, being the best version of you is being the true you, the authentic you, that is feeling free, feeling abundant, feeling prosperous, joy-filled, ease-filled, and connected to yourself and connected to source and spirit. And so, you know, for myself, I invite you all to be the best version of you in every moment, and know that you are constantly being supported, and that you are loved, and you are worthy. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wonderful. I agree 1,000%. And believe me, I've worked my whole life on coming out from underneath that lack of self-worth and having to work harder and do more and not being worthy of deserving and all of that stuff. So I can tell you for sure that not only does this energy stuff work, it might sound simple, might sound too easy. You might, like Alara said, forget, but this is the time to take that pause, feel your feet. Like she said, grow some roots into Gaia, thank her for this moment that we're all taking, this breath, and then share this, you know, share this interview, share the series, go on and check out Alara's show, because the more of this, these tools, the more we feel there's a community, the more we understand that we're not alone, we're not doomed, we're actually in a metamorphosis, right? And we get to design and decide what is going to be the new version of me after the pandemic and as we move through this transformation. So doing these things for you blesses me and Alara and the whole planet and the dirt and the sand and the waters and Gaia and your family. So please put yourself first. This is the moment more than any probably where you have the opportunity and the time. So I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you again, Alara. And we're going to just say thank you to this moment, this pause in our reality, to this shift. And let's just take a moment and send energy to our feet, like Alara said. And now send love down from your heart into the earth. Let's just feed her some of this filling up and then feel that love coming into you, getting filled up. Like Alara said, allow yourself to expand, be an excellent receiver, and then let it move through you. Add to it your own special blessing, send it down into the planet. And we'll just let that flow go into Gaia and infuse her body and come out and expand to everyone on the planet. Wonderful. Thank you so much. In La Ketch Alakin, you are another me. I am another you. We are one. Have a beautiful and blessed day.